Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
There's a hard moon rising on the streets tonight. There's a reckless feeling in your heart as you head.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour here on this Tuesday, February 4th, 2025 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. If you'd like to text into the show, please be relevant on topic to the conversation. Greatly, greatly appreciate that. One thing that's kind of interesting, and I think it's really... I don't know, without a doubt, probably the process that we're looking at is what's going on in Lansing. As far as now that the Republicans are in control of the House, Democrats struggling to get all their bills passed in the lame duck session, signed into law by Governor Gretchen Whitmer. These 85 bills that were submitted to her late, that in my opinion she signed constitutionally incorrectly, signed beyond the deadline. Number one, Winnie Brinks, Senate Majority Leader, suing Matt Hall for the remaining 9 bills that he found in his drawer when he went into the Speaker's office. Well, interesting. One of the things that we're looking at, again, the process. If there is a citizen or a business that is willing to come forward and file a lawsuit claiming damages, irreparable harm in the implementation of these bills, maybe if it's not David Delaney, maybe it's another attorney. Maybe possibly an attorney who would be able to bring forward this lawsuit, file the temporary restraining order, the emergency injunction to stay the implementation of these bills, these laws, taking away freedoms, liberties from us, we the people. So we'll continue to work on this project, look it over, research these bills, get some legal opinions, and see where we go from there. Additional stories that I've been following, and it's kind of interesting because one of them pertains to two people very dear and near to my heart, Tim and Alona Rugg, patriots that we met downstate who became followers of the show and also text messages with me on a regular basis regarding what's been going on in their lives. Well, they, back in the day, asked me for an attorney to refer to them for Tim to be able to hire to sue the city of Ann Arbor. Long story short, without getting into all the details, Tim had been a firefighter for decades. He had been in the hierarchy of the fire department and was actually due for a promotion, possibly leading to him being the fire chief of the city of Ann Arbor. Well, back when we were dealing with the China virus, he refused to take the COVID-19 vaccine. As a result, the city of Ann Arbor fired him. He then called me and asked me for a referral at the time, back in 2020, and I referred him to Matt DiPerno. This is when Matt was representing actually me in my filings against Facebook for taking down and deleting my pages. MERS News Service came out with a story this morning, actually late last night. Republican former Attorney General candidate Matthew DiPerno faces a second misconduct complaint over his handling of a former fire inspector's case. The complaint filed by former Ann Arbor fire inspector, I misspoke, I said firefighter, he had actually been promoted to fire inspector and again was hoping to become the fire chief. Timothy Rugg accuses DiPerno of not providing every effort necessary to handle Rugg's 2022 wrongful termination lawsuit arising from his firing for refusing to obtain a COVID-19 vaccine. Efforts to reach DiPerno, who challenged Attorney General Dana Nessel in 2022's election, were not successful yesterday. Rugg told MERS this evening that DiPerno did very little work for his desired wrongful termination lawsuit against the city of Ann Arbor, and he defined little as writing a couple of letters and emails as well as completing some of the forms that Rugg needed assistance with. But that's as far as it went, said Rugg about DiPerno's help. Rugg said he hopes his complaint to the Attorney Grievance Commission will result in DiPerno losing the lien the Portage attorney placed against the judgment Rugg may have received in his federal lawsuit against the city, which was successfully filed by his new attorney, Noah Hurwitz, in December of 2022. When asked if he hoped DiPerno faced discipline, perhaps such as losing his law license, Rugg said, "Not my decision. I have no comment on that. I have no feelings on that." Well, the basis for this was the fact that DiPerno and many attorneys, they accept these type of cases on what's called a contingency basis. They don't charge by the hour to represent the client. They agree to take one-third of any judgment they receive as successfully winning the case. That would be their financial compensation, one-third of the judgment. DiPerno seeking a 1/3% of any judgment Rugg may receive as a result of a federal lawsuit, plus $9,600 in expenses that he billed Rugg, which Rugg said DiPerno issued to him after he fired DiPerno as his attorney. In his complaint, Rugg alleged that DiPerno largely ignored attempts to contact him both by email and telephone calls for updates regarding his case. The complaint also alleges DiPerno failed to respond to the firefighter's union lawyer. And as a result, Rugg was not told about and did not attend an arbitration hearing that was set for September 2022. Due to Mr. DiPerno not informing me, I was not able to participate as a witness in my own defense. Had I been a witness, it could have brought totally a different outcome. Rugg alleges that DiPerno did not bill him for any services, but in March of 2023, DiPerno filed a claim for any settlement Rugg's new attorney reached regarding his wrongful termination claims against the city of Ann Arbor. In a March 2023 email, DiPerno told Rugg's new attorney that he had no ability to file Rugg's complaint because Rugg hadn't yet received a right to sue letter. DiPerno also accused Hurwitz of poaching Rugg from him since the new attorney, in fact, filed the complaint on December 19th, 2022, 12 days after Rugg terminated his agreement with DiPerno. Now, in full transparency, Tim called me about this. back in December of 2022. And he said, Randy, what should I do? And I said, well, if he hasn't done anything on the case, fire his butt and hire a new attorney. And he goes, you think I really should do that? And I said, absolutely. As a matter of fact, Tim, I heard about an attorney who sued the University of Ann Arbor, Michigan, University of Michigan in Ann Arbor, and had won the case. So why don't you do some research, find out who that attorney is, and why don't you hire him? Well, that's what he did. Well, Hurwitz responded to DiPerno's email that he would not represent Rugg if DiPerno stated his intention to do so. And during their exchange, DiPerno asked Hurwitz to not send him a private message to Rugg because he will have no continued correspondence with him, according to exhibits attached in the complaint. The two attorneys argued about whether DiPerno's lien against any potential judgment for Rugg was appropriate. Hurwitz wrote to DiPerno March of 2023 stating, you made the choice not to prosecute Mr. Rugg's case due to your political campaign for attorney general, which means you forfeit any lien for services allegedly that you rendered. Well, a panel of the Attorney Discipline Board will decide whether DiPerno committed the alleged misconduct, and the panel can decide their disciplines, if any, up to and including revocation of his law license here in Michigan. DiPerno also faces allegations in a separate complaint alleging misconduct related to his representation of the disgraced lawmaker Todd Kurser, who resigned after trying to cover up an extramarital affair with a fellow state legislator. DiPerno faces debarment from an oversight panel from a story MERS did back on June 16th of 2023. DiPerno, who also launched a bid for the Michigan Supreme Court seat in 2024, which later withdrew, faces criminal charges in another case alleging he and two others, attorney Stephanie Lambert and former state representative Dare Rendon, unlawfully possessed voting equipment. Well, Dare Rendon is still fighting that case. I'm not sure about Stephanie Lambert. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
If you're nearing 65, you're probably being bombarded by insurance companies by mail and phone, trying to sell you this product or that. Laura Bogdan has personally looked after the needs of seniors, taking the time to explain how Medicare works and other benefits you may not even be aware of. Laura is ready to help you today.
I'm Laura Bogdan. Call me today, 231-264-6890, 231-264-6890.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. Got a text message from former Antrim County Board of Commissioner Christian Marcus. He also ran for the State House primary challenging State Representative Ken Borton. I'm not surprised to hear that DiPerno artificially inflated and turned out to be this great disappointment. We were, near the attorney. David Delaney has proven to be, in our neck of the woods, much better. Absolutely agree with that. Let's see, another text message. Yeah, I knew this guy was no good when I heard what he did to Christina Caramo. Christine Gray inputting some information this morning. Michonne Maddox threw Patrick Kobach under the bus. That is a big reason I will never support her. What a different state we would have had if she would have continued to support him. I believe that was for governor when he ran for governor in 2018. Jeff says from Oscoda, I think Michonne's involvement in the Christina Caramo smear job is going to hurt her in the long run at the state convention. I kind of agree with that, too. Downstate Mike, Rogers needs to keep his butt out of this race. You had your shot, now move on. He says, the problem is I don't feel much better about John James or the others. Fact is, at this point, no one has distinguished themselves as a good choice yet. The next question, would this good candidate raise the money and have the gravitas to carry the whole state? I just don't know the answer. Well, I hope to soon have Dr. Sherry O'Donnell on the show when she is involved in President Trump's cabinet. I've had some conversations with her, nothing to share yet publicly, but she has been contacted by Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and others to play an active role in Donald Trump's cabinet. Her run for U.S. Senate got the attention of quite a few people. Her resume, her background, her worldly experience in dealing with national disasters all over the world has gotten her attention on some people's radar. And once, if and when it comes to fruition, she'll be coming on the show to give us an update what's going on in her life and possibly her reconsidering to run for that U.S. Senate seat if she could get Donald Trump's endorsement and financial support. If that happened, I would be 100% behind her. And I'm sure many of you would be as well. But we'll update you when I get the information. We'll have her on the show to talk about it and then see if, in fact, she is going to consider running against Rogers in an open primary for an open seat. Now, it's interesting because the rumors, I guess, are starting to come to fruition that Mayor Pete Buttigieg, who moved up here to Northern Michigan a couple years ago, is considering a run for that U.S. Senate seat on the Democrat side. So that would be a great candidate for them to support, and I hope he gets the nomination. Because I think with Donald Trump's endorsed candidate winning the primary, I think we could have a really good shot at flipping that seat. Mike Rogers runs again. Donald Trump endorses him again versus Sherry O'Donnell. Well, we might have a repeat performance, and we could end up with Pete Buttigieg as our U.S. Senator. We'll wait and see. This is all speculation. It's in God's hands. We'll see where it all goes. But very, very interesting potential race coming forward. Yeah, Jeff, I've had her on the show. I endorsed her for U.S. Senate. Are you talking about Dr. Sherry? Yeah, we absolutely supported her in the last run. Greg O'Neill, of course, Ian Murphy's comments. Attorney General Dana Nessel, she doesn't follow court orders anyway, let alone the Constitution. So, yes, very, very interesting. And one last thing I want to mention to wrap that up. The governor's race. Now I'm hearing stories, and I'm going to pull it up and bring it into the next hour. The RINO, moderate Republican, former state Senate Majority Leader Randy Richerville, who I battled back in 2011, 2012 to make us a right-to-work state. Well, now he's having conversations with Mayor Mike Duggan of Detroit, who announced his candidacy for governor as an independent. Well, Randy Richerville, I think, is maybe wanting to get back into politics and might consider running with him as his lieutenant governor. As independents, not Republicans. Very interesting. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth.